The attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi set off a political firestorm as Republican lawmakers asked why the Obama administration was slow to call this terrorism. Then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told critics it didn't matter.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
A year later, President Obama's handling of the Benghazi attack still appears to make a difference to some in Congress, as Secretary of State John Kerry leads the administration's push for authorization to attack Syria. Jeff Duncan is a Republican congressman.
The same administration that was seemingly so quick to involve the U.S. in Syria now was reluctant to use the same resources at its disposal to attempt to rescue the four brave Americans that fought for their lives in Benghazi. Mr. Kerry, you have never been one that has advocated for anything other than caution when involving U.S. forces in past conflicts.
Kerry says comparisons between Syria and Benghazi are political.
When I was in the United States Senate, I supported military action in any number of occasions, including Grenada, Panama. I can run a list of them. And I am not going to sit here and be told by you that I don't have a sense of what the judgment is with respect to this. We're talking about people being killed by gas, and you want to go talk about Benghazi.
But memories of Benghazi could weaken the president's push for congressional authorization, says American University professor Alan Lichtman.
Benghazi certainly doesn't help the president. And if, you know, the vote really is one or two votes, you know, the influence of Benghazi could be a tip point.
Especially compared to the depth of international support for intervening in Libya 2 years ago, says Manal Omar at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
When you look at Libya, there was a justifiable argument that you can go in, you can, through NATO, that was a, you know, multilateral approach, and that the intervention would be fairly quick and short time frame. You know, it was finite, you can control it. That's very hard to convincingly argue on Syria.
The continuing violence in Benghazi shows how little Washington understands, says Lichtman.
We really didn't know very much about what was going on in Libya prior to the Benghazi attack. We need to learn a lot more about these other cultures and these other countries. And, you know, for all the tens of billion dollars we spend on intelligence, we don't seem to be very intelligent about our foreign policy.
After the Benghazi attack, just four American diplomats were suspended for security lapses. All have since been reassigned to new posts. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the State Department.